This is Dakota Datebook for June 28th. Visitors to the International Peace Garden can see thousands of colorful flowers and symbols of peace and unity along the border of the U.S. and Canada. It's located north of Dunseith, North Dakota. The Peace Garden site was formally dedicated in 1932. Tens of thousands of people attended. The dedication included speeches from officials from both countries, a sports program, and the unveiling of a commemorative cairn placed on the international border. One of the garden's most decorative features came over 30 years later. On this date, in 1966, Bismarck Tribune readers learned of the latest addition to the Peace Garden, a large clock gifted from the Bulova Watch Company. But not just any clock. Its face is made of flowers. The Associated Press reported that the clock replicated one at Bulova's headquarters in Switzerland. According to the AP story, flower plantings would decorate the clock's 18-foot face starting May 1st every year. Other gifts to the Peace Garden in 1966 included 1,100 roses from the Jackson and Perkins Company of New York and $10,000 from the Knights of Columbus toward an outdoor theater show. By the spring of 1967, the floral clock's wiring was completed, and its first plantings were ready. The clock face bedding required 3,500 plants. The Peace Garden saw other major projects that year, including the Eric Willis Pavilion, a 100-bed dormitory, and additions to the amphitheater. Peace Garden officials estimated that by September, more than 200,000 people had visited the garden that year. In 2005, the floral clock was replaced with one from St. Louis, Missouri. Its design changes every year. The clock is on the North Dakota side of the border, near the entrance to the Peace Garden. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jack Dura. I'm Ann Ulquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.